This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Starting in Washington, after thousands of jobs were eliminated, today is the final farewell at the Department of Education for many of them. Arthur Jones covers the Department of Education. He's with us live this morning on WBEN. Arthur, what is today expected to be like?
Today is expected to be an emotional celebration, bidding farewell to hundreds of Department of Education employees who are impacted by this massive restructuring, the reduction in force, and the reforms at the department as President Trump tries to shut down the agency. So they'll be going into these offices, retrieving their belongings, giving back government-issued property, and then escorted out of the building, essentially for the final time, to clapping and cheering supporters.
I mean, there's a lot of people saying their final farewell. Is this it for the Department of Education? Like, who's left after today?
There's about half of the entire agency still left inside of those buildings, not only in D.C., but across the country. The Department of Education is the smallest cabinet-level agency. It went from 4,000 to just over 2,000 employees earlier this month. There are still people there, but I've talked to some of them who are worried. They've been worried since Trump took over because, of course, we knew his campaign pledge was to shut it all down and send education back to the states. He even signed an executive order directing his education secretary to do so. But they're still worried there's going to be more layoffs, and Trump has hinted that he wants to get rid of nearly everybody.
Arthur, thank you for joining us this morning. Arthur Jones, covering the Department of Education.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.